And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 7th of February, 2015. It's the birthday of John Deere, born in Rutland, Vermont, 1804. He was a blacksmith. He went out west to Illinois, and there he found that the sort of plows they used back east were no good in the Midwest. The prairie sod was too heavy, it was too thick, and so he designed a blade that was shaped to scour itself as it went along, and began selling them, the plow that broke the plains, John Deere. It's the birthday of Charles Dickens, born Portsmouth, England, 1812. The Dickens family fell into poverty when he was just 12, and he was pulled out of school, had to work in a factory, pasting the labels onto containers of shoe polish. And the sufferings of the poor became a theme of Charles Dickens in his novels, Oliver Twist and Nicholas Nickleby and A Christmas Carol. It's the birthday of Sinclair Lewis, Sauk Center, Minnesota, 1885. He was a restless man, a traveler by nature, went to Yale University and during school vacations took a cattle ship over to England, traveled through 40 states in the U.S., working as a journalist, 14 countries in Europe, Venezuela and Colombia and Russia, but most of his books are set in Midwestern America. The first success was his novel Main Street in 1920, about a woman named Carol Kennicott, who is ostracized by the citizens of the little town of Gopher Prairie. It's the birthday of the lexicographer Sir James Murray, born in Denholm, Scotland, 1837, who was the editor of the New English Dictionary, later known as the Oxford Dictionary. And it's the birthday of Laura Ingalls Wilder, near Pepin, Wisconsin, 1867. Her father, Charles Ingalls, restless man, every couple of years he moved the family in a covered wagon on in search of something better. And so in her childhood, Laura lived in a series of cabins and sod houses in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Kansas, Iowa, and South Dakota. Became a teacher when she was 15 years old, and when she was 18, she married Almanzo Wilder, and they moved to Missouri. She wrote articles about chickens and eggs for a rural magazine. But then in 1929, in the stock market crash, the Wilders lost their savings, and she set out to try to write an autobiography. It was called Pioneer Girl, which was extensively revised and then read by Virginia Kirkus, a children's book editor at Harper & Brothers, which published it as Little House in the Big Woods. Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall, entitled Old Roses. White roses, tiny and old, flare among thorns by the barn door. For 100 years, under the June elm, under the gaze of 7 generations, they lived briefly like this, in the month of roses, by the fields, stout with corn or with clover and timothy, making thick hay, grown over now with milkweed, sumac, paintbrush. Old roses survive winter drifts, the melt in April, August parch, and men and women who sniffed roses in spring and called them pretty, as we call them now, walking beside the barn on a day that perishes. Old Roses by Donald Hall, from his collection White Apples and the Taste of Stone, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.